Welcome to KPTZ's Nature Now, a program of information and insights about the natural history of our region. We welcome observations and suggestions from our listeners, care of kptz.org.
Hello, and welcome to Nature Now. I'm Nan Evans, your host for this Thanksgiving week program. I first met today's guests at a party last summer hosted by the Port Townsend Marine Science Center. As partygoers enjoyed the summer warmth on the dock, we were entertained by Skip and Rebecca Catterett. I knew immediately that they needed to be my guests here on Nature Now. Last week, they came into the studio one evening to record their special Songs of the Sea for this holiday week program. First, before we get to Skip and Rebecca and listen to them sing, let's listen to the mystery sound of the week. So here's a tiny hint. These critters are most commonly found in our area during the fall and winter seasons. Well, observations are a little light this week. My guess is the shorter days and the colder weather might be keeping us inside. I do know that I'm spending a little more time indoors. But if you get out and take a holiday walk around Cotai Lagoon, the sightings page on the Admiralty Audubon website suggests that you are likely to see American widgeons, buffleheads, mallards, ruddy ducks, grebes, and other waterfowl. And in the oddities section, Rosalie Branigan, a neighbor out in North Beach, spotted a large silvery object on her lawn. Upon closer inspection, it was a big salmon with its head devoured. Perhaps one of the resident bald eagles dropped it. Do remember that Nature Now is always interested in hearing any observations listeners may have. Just drop us an email at naturenow@kptz.org. Welcome, Skip and Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be one of those truly eclectic and authentic kinds of shows that KPTZ is so well known for.
Absolutely.
And it's a first for Nature Now. Skip and Rebecca, of course, are part of our community. And some of you may know Skip as the pastor of Port Townsend's First Baptist Church, or Rebecca as a talented fiber artist. Is that how you would describe yourself?
No, I'm a weaver.
The weaver, yeah. She is the weaver. And they also sing. And I first came across Skip and Rebecca at a party last summer. It was out on the dock at the Marine Science Center, and they were entertaining us all with appropriately themed tunes. So let's start out first with a tune. What are you going to play for us?
Well, when we started putting some songs together like this, it was kind of a no-brainer whatsoever to pick up Octopus's Garden.
But of course.
Beatles classic and a sort of remake. How that goes. Oh, that's right. This is all pretty folksy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the bay. Oh, now and then we'd sit in her den. From a rocky hole we'd watch the kelp bed sway. She's got brains and looks and charms, and of course she's got eight arms. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the bay. That's right. A friend of mine, beneath the brine, this timid mollusk lives by hide and seek.
How she loves to hide and seek.
Her eyes are fine, oh, they're much like yours and mine. She knows you're there no matter how you sneak.
She will find you though you sneak.
And should you startle her as she slinks, she she'll jet away in a cloud of ink. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the bay. Here's the hard part. In an octopus's garden in the bay. Verse 3. She's got 8 arms and has many charms. Skin colors change to match her many moves.
Match her complicated moves.
Those sucker things, well, they help her to cling to anything she might consider boo. She waits in ambush, lunges and grabs. Let's all be glad that we're not crabs. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the bay. Where? In an octopus's garden in the bay. One more time. In an octopus's garden in the bay.
Wow. I love the lyrics to that. You write them, right?
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, like
that's
the Beatles
right.
didn't do that part,
no,
right?
No, not quite, but they gave us a good starting
they
point.
They did indeed.
To pick up a little bit of science and slip it in there in a friendly way.
And a little bit more science. You talked about the octopus she. How mm-hmm. do you tell? My octopuses are she, too. Those are the ones I've known, like through the Marine Science Center, have all
right,
been she's.
Right, right.
And
yes.
the question is, do you know how to tell the difference?
You know, I might have known once, but I certainly don't know now. So it's a learning experience.
Right. One of the arms on the males lacks suckers at the end. And that's what he uses to fertilize the females.
There we go. That's it. And so we put these together when the Marine Science Center asked us to do a few songs. There's another story about that. We can save that for later. But we tried to slip in as many facts as mm-hmm. we possibly could as we were digging them up along the way.
And we did these songs with our kids, which is why there are kazoos and fun things
that,
trying to get as many of them involved mm-hmm. in as many different parts as we could.
Yep.
So you must have been doing this songwriting and singing for quite a while now.
Very relaxed ways.
Well, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. When something would come up that needed a theatrical splash mm-hmm. of some sort, the easiest thing for me to do, the easiest way was to write a song.
I love how your songs, the lyrics really do convey information. So it's a little bit of education and a little bit of entertainment. And
that's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, my previous existence, my previous work experience was working for Pacific Science Center in Seattle. And I started out as a science interpreter. And what we did was demonstrations with the public. And the whole goal of what we did at the Science Center was to make science understandable and fun in the process.
Yes.
So
actually, I have a question along that line for you.
Yeah.
I went to the website of the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I saw the language that said the Science Center was a seminary to you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me about that briefly?
Sure.
What does that mean?
Sure. Being a pastor is very much about interacting with people, dealing with humans on a regular basis in loving and respectful ways. And sometimes people don't think the way you think and et cetera. And you need to figure out how to be kind to people and how to show grace. And I got a lot of experience in that process. The later part of my work there was middle management in the visitor services office. And so if there was a crisis, I was the one that was called. If the IMAX theater just broke down and 300 people need refunds. Mm-hmm. I was the guy that got called.
He solved that problem too.
Exactly. Right. If there was a person walking around with a firearm on campus, we didn't really allow that.
Such things.
I was the guy to go ask if the gentleman would allow me to take that. If anything was lost, if anything was... If there was a bomb threat, if there was anything,
boy.
It was all
mine. So you are an all-purpose sort of person.
Nothing scares me, mm-hmm. and that's what I mean, as well as dealing with folks on a regular basis, just learning how to be friendly, no matter what the circumstances.
Yeah. So did you sing any of these songs when you were working at the Science Center?
No, this piece came much later. I did write songs for Pacific Science Center events that weren't necessarily science-related. Mm-hmm. This is just silly. They wanted me to do a presentation on locking doors when you were leaving the facility. So I wrote a song for that, which is not worth singing again. But we did.
Let's stick with the marine science.
We did,
stuff.
Yeah. And we did share one of these. One we'll do a little later. We did share one of these with the entire Science Center staff just recently at a staff reunion, which they thoroughly enjoyed. So.
Well, fun. Yeah. Well, maybe tell me about another song and let's hear another one.
Okay. Let's do the other one. We'll do this. This is the reason we started doing these songs in the first place. This is called An Introduction to the Big Four. And the Big Four is in reference to sort of the Big Four phyla, the Big Four sort of family groupings of creatures that we find on Northwest beaches. As soon as we came back to Port Townsend, that was in 2000, end of 2000. Shortly thereafter, we started volunteering at the Marine Science Center. To become a volunteer, mm-hmm. there's a training process. And part of our training process was to produce
a presentation.
Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you. And I don't need to do all the talking. I just am automatically doing it. You should jump in here and
I'll
take over
for
me.
I'll jump in when you get something wrong.
Okay, that's likely. Like I just said a moment ago, when it comes to doing some sort of presentation or theatrical thing, writing a song just comes off the top. And so Rebecca and I together pulled this little song together to sort of try and musically define those four major phyla. And you will understand that as
well. Okay, well, let's hear it.
Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca. Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca.
Cnidaria are jellies, some float through the sea, some stick to the rocks like the anemone. Their tentacles can sting, when we swim they might pain us. They have a mouth but no corresponding anus.
Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca. Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca.
My dear.
Arthropoda is a phylum with a scope that's quite wide. They scandalously wear their bones on the outside. From Dungeness to Hermit, each appendage is jointed. But we find that they're best when with butter anointed.
Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca. Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca. Okay. 2 feet for strolling, and skins that have spines, and symmetrically based on 5 rays most every time. Sacking shellfish and seaweed like the Spanish Armada, you'll find nothing cooler than Echinodermata. Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca. Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca.
Mollusks have bodies unsegmented in kind, 1 shell or 2 or 8 shells in a line. Bivalves and snails from their shells can't be shaken, but the octopus and nudibranch just hang about naked.
Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca.
Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca.
Of course, we're aware that there are more than just four phyla represented on the Pacific Northwest beaches, so we have an alternate chorus. We always invite people to sing along.
Aurifera, Tanaphora, Platyhelminthes, Sapuncula, Nemertia, Annelida, Brachiopoda, Bryozoa, Eurycordata, Chordata, Cnidaria, Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca, Cnidaria, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Mollusca.
Wow.
There it is.
That is the best way of learning taxonomy I have ever heard.
Indeed, that's it.
And I'll probably carry that tune in my head with me for a while.
It's true.
Yeah.
You cannot stop singing Cnidaria arthropoda.
Echinodermata mollusca.
That's right.
Oh,
it's good for memory.
Wow.
And the Marine Science Center, when we completed this, they were so happy with it. They said, you need to come and sing this for our low tide festival. And they gave us a 30-minute segment. And we were like, what are we going to do? We're going to sing this over and over again? So that was our cue to start coming up with other things.
More.
So Octopus's Garden and some of the other things. Some things that were just fun. A lot of things that were content related. So.
And I love the alternate chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those groups I could recognize, but boy, not all of them.
No. Yeah. It's yes, and me too. Some of these I do not know what they are. But the goal
but
for
they're
us.
Great names.
The goal for us was to try and get those actual definitive features, or as many of the definitive features in as possible. So
for each of the four.
Cnidaria.
Yeah.
They're jellies.
The mouth, but no corresponding anus, which turned out to be a great little joke as well
that's a
in
great
the process.
Little joke,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Which always makes everybody laugh.
Kids and adults,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's always worth making a joke about eating seafood as well. So we find that the arthropoda are best when with butter anointed. But we get in the jointed legs, we get in the exoskeleton.
Exoskeleton, yeah.
So we try to get in everything we can there. The hardest one was Echinodermata, trying to get everything in there, trying to find something that would rhyme. But I'll tell you, this one, Rebecca, was the key.
Skip said, I can't think of anything to rhyme with that. It was like, obviously, the Spanish Armada rhymes
of course.
But
of course.
He's the
that's
one
right.
who made it fit in the verse. So, yeah.
So, and
well,
boy.
You've got the five-part symmetry.
Yes,
and,
there it is. Yeah. There it is. And we were learning this, we were in the process of this. Lyrics used to say symmetrically based on five rays every time, but then someone pointed out that there are
not
some exceptions
time,
to
yeah.
that. Yes, so we needed
almost
to rework.
Every time.
Almost
that's
every time.
It. We needed to rework it. Animals and nature. Nature now. Nature
yes.
all the time.
This is so nature now,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, and it has been a part of our lives all the way. Our kids, not for any big sociological reasons, we homeschooled our kids, and so that meant we did a lot of outside walks.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of videotapes and things about nature and just sit and look and go, wow,
mm-hmm.
is that amazing?
Yeah, and, yeah the power of just looking
mm-hmm. yes.
is amazing.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes, that's right.
In our early years, we were gamekeepers on a wildlife sanctuary and two of our kids were born there. That's when we started to really, well, Skip always was very interested in wildlife mm-hmm. from the time he was a very small boy.
I have all the Jacques Cousteau books.
Yeah, she does. I was a little later coming to the game.
So during that period, we took care of 500 ducks and geese and swans, mm-hmm. and Rebecca was the prime gamekeeper there.
That's right. Yeah, I was responsible for feeding and cleaning and just and keeping an eye on them and some light, very light, you know, medications and small surgeries and stuff.
So we've got the big four,
mm-hmm.
Followed the Octopus Garden.
We have one
we have
more.
One more.
We
okay,
have one
great.
More
I
for
can't
you.
Wait.
And this, when we were putting these songs together, the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou was
oh, yes.
very popular. The song In the Jailhouse Now
mm-hmm.
Got changed, metamorphosed mm-hmm. into In the Food Chain Now. So that food chain, that's in this case, that single line, watching from one creature to another, who's eating what, when, where, and how. All right?
And they catched out last Tuesday,
a baby barnacle named Louie. The tides and currents tossed him all around. All of his planktonic siblings, afraid of anemone nibblings, were looking for a rock to settle down. They washed up across a boulder, tasted its granity shoulder. They thought it was the sweetest ground they'd found. But little Larva Louie was picky. He didn't feel like getting sticky. He liked the murky soup of Puget Sound.
He's in the food chain now. He's in the food chain now.
Well, I told him once or twice, the filter feeders, I think you're awful nice.
He's in the food chain now.
Okay, here's where we yodel.
Yodely, yodely, hee hee.
Yodely, yodely,
yodely, yodely, hee hoo.
Yodely, yodely,
yodely, yodely, yodely, yodely, yodely.
That's really,
really
terrible yodeling. It's the best we got. All right, a verse. All right.
A crazy little herring named Jerry liked a lifestyle fast and scary. He'd never swim in the middle of the school. When they did the forage fish aerobics, he'd get a feeling kind of claustrophobic. So he'd slip outside so he could see the view. He's in the food chain now. He's in the food chain now. He was all alone outside of the bunch. A hungry salmon swam by and took Jerry for lunch. He's in the food chain now.
Okay.
Yodely, yodely, hee-hee.
Yodely.
Yodeling, 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 yeah, 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 yodeling. Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
Last verse. Here we go.
A pudgy silver salmon named Kingy swam along a battered old dinghy and noticed there's some fish bait with a smirk. Kingy thought I'm feeling very daring. I'm thinking I can nibble off that herring. What a surprise when she felt quite the jerk. She's in the food chain now. She's in the food chain now. You know, I told her once and I told her twice. A pudgy salmon grilled with lemon and garlic, so nice. She's in the food chain now.
What fun.
It is fun. It's fun with a crowd. Fun. It's fun with, I don't know if it's fun in the recording studio, but
yeah,
it's
well,
fun with the crowd.
I almost wanted to sing, thought, no, 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 not a good idea.
All the more the merrier.
You're right.
That's right. That's right.
This has been such fun. Thank you so much for bringing this into Nature Now.
Well, we thank you, Nan, and we're glad to do this, and we love singing the songs.
So, great.
Yeah.
And if you write some more, let me know.
We'll do.
Because we'll do more of this.
Okay.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Nan.
Let's hear that mystery sound again. Of course, that was the gobble of the wild turkey. The loud, shrill, throaty jumble of sounds, the gobble, is analogous to the crow of a rooster. I sometimes wonder where those words came from. In their natural habitat, male wild turkeys often gobble from their treetop roosts, where the sound carries better than on the ground. They use it to attract females and in response to other males. One of the largest birds found in North America, the wild turkey is the only bird from the Western Hemisphere to gain worldwide importance through domestication. Wild turkeys are native to the eastern United States, but here in the West, they've been introduced and spend their time in fields, brushy areas, open forests, and stream corridors. One last little tidbit. The English name for the bird may be a holdover from the early shipping routes that passed through the country of Turkey on their way to delivering the birds to European markets. Well, let's look forward to upcoming events. There's only a few this week. This coming Saturday, November 28th, you can join the Port Townsend Marine Science Center for their Thanksgiving wildlife cruise. If the weather is good, they'll venture out to Protection Island. If the seas are too rough, the boat will head south towards Port Ludlow. Check the Marine Science Center's website for details.
According to Cliff Mass's weather blog, we can expect much colder air to be moving into our region this week. Strong flow from the northeast will extend out of the Fraser River Valley and push against the northern Olympic Mountains, producing moderate snow up to a foot at Hurricane Ridge, and lesser amounts extended to sea level around Port Angeles. Accompanying this cold flow out of the Fraser River Valley will be fierce winds and local gusts over the eastern Strait of Juan de Fuca. These cold, sunny conditions will spread over our region from Wednesday to Saturday, perfect for a walk or run before your Thanksgiving meal.
That, of course, was Charlie Fleischman, our spectacular sound engineer, who jumps in to help share some of this information with you. Well, lastly, the Natural History Society, an offshoot organization of the Jefferson Land Trust, presents a special evening on bees and biodiversity. Be the evening of Thursday, December 3rd. Jerry Freilich, a retired entomologist, will talk about the large number of native bees in North America and his efforts to find and identify as many bee species as possible in the Olympic National Park. Google JLT Natural History Society to get more details. So that's it for this episode of Nature Now. We hope you've enjoyed our program of authentic and eclectic news of the natural community where we live. Contact Nature Now hosts if you have comments, observations, or ideas. Email us at naturenow@kptz.org. Nature Now airs at noon on Wednesdays, with repeats here on KPTZ on Thursdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. Recent podcasts are also available on the KPTZ website. Be sure to scroll down the long list of podcasts to find the collection of Nature Now programs toward the end of the list.
Nature Now is produced by Nan Evans and edited by Charlie Fleischman.